Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Class, you can listen to us on GCN Live, GCNLive.com. And you can listen to us on Rents Radio. .com. You can listen to us on the Global Star Radio Network, Galaxy 19, the satellite. You can listen to us on the Ron Gibson channel on BitChute and Odyssey. Ron Gibson, R-O-N space G-I-B-S-O-N. And telephone listen line. And it works great. And so if the telephone listen line, if you have one of those personal tracking devices and you like bringing it with you, and you happen to be in your vehicle and you want to listen to something worth, listening to. And learning from, there's a telephone number that you can dial while we are live. And those are the hours of 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And the telephone number is 605-615-1815. Repeat, 605-615-1815. One more time, 605-615-1815. Greg Lesher's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Yeah, good morning, Vincent. Good morning. Yeah. Someone told me that when they had a solar flare, I don't supposed to hit this week. You heard anything about that?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this. Bert sent me and Bertonis and Andy Gibbs, two of my very, very, very dear friends from, Bert from the 70s, Andy from 1980 and on. Yes. And what I measured here at the farm in terms of solar activity on our solar array was 48.5 kilowatts 2 days ago. And, you know, we've generated 50 kilowatts before, but not at this time of the year. We've done it when the sun is like, you know, peak sun, summer, no chemtrails, you know, perfect, perfect weather, 50 kilowatts. But to generate 48.5 under these conditions at this time of the year was unheard of. So have we experienced it? I guess we have. And we haven't really figured out the correlation, the relationship between solar activity and photons hitting the solar panels for solar power generation. However, it seems to be darn close to a 1.0 correlation, meaning almost perfect. 1.0 is perfect. It's like 100%. So my sample size of one says that there is a relationship, and yes, it did hit. And right now, the sun is so occluded. They're spraying yesterday and the day before with wide, thick, long chemtrails that the sun has been occluded. And so maybe they think they're doing us some good while they're polluting the planet. I'd have to say I'd rather nature take its course without these guys polluting the planet. So, and in that light of thinking, I think that it's just my personal opinion, class. Don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything you hear on the radio, the media, television, streaming. It doesn't matter what it is. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. If you read it, do your own research, make up your own mind. But here's my opinion. I think these guys who are flying these military aircraft and are spraying out chemicals without our permission or destroying the planet. I was out in the woods yesterday the boys, meaning these two dogs that we've adopted, found a pair of my leather gloves, and they took off with them. They ran in the woods with them. They were having fun. And so I was looking for my gloves, and I noticed the amount of trees that are falling down, dying. Limbs, trees. I've never seen this kind of problem. And is it a disease? I think something is happening in the atmosphere that is killing these trees. I mean a lot of trees. So many trees, we can't burn that much firewood. And initially, when we bought the farm, we thought, well, 120 acres of woods, 120 acres of open grass, that ought to be enough. We could, you know, just pick up the dead limbs. Now there's so many dead limbs that we couldn't burn them if we had to. So something is going on. It's killing the birds, the bees, the insects, for the most part, and us. And it's got to stop. So what my opinion is, we could fix this. We could fix this. Virtually for free. We could call on Lowe's, the big box lumber store. We could call on Home Depot. We could call on Menards. We could call on, you know, those big box stores and say, how'd you like to donate some framing material to the state of Missouri? Because our government has decided to do the right thing and ban chemical spraying over the skies of Missouri and having any chemicals drift into the skies over Missouri. And so what we want the lumber for is we want to build some hanging gallows. And we'll just keep them up, ready to go. We'll use pressure-treated wood, and we'll stain them to with water repellent so that they last a long time. We'll put them in the public square, and we'll have the rope ready. But we won't leave the rope out there because it's a little too over the top. But we'll have the gallows up. And if there's any shootings, like in Kansas City, the penalty is death. Chemical spraying over the skies of Missouri, anyone involved, the pilots, the co-pilots, the people who fuel the engines, the people who change the tires on the aircraft, the mechanics, everybody, you're all involved in it, you die. Execution, public square. That'll stop right away. Illegal aliens, you want to come to our country illegally, you want to commit crimes, we're ready for you. We got the gallows, and we'll just buy some more rope. Greg, any comments?
Well, you know, I think you got a point there. I mean, my wife's from Indonesia, and I know that in Indonesia, if people have a premarital relationship, that's a jail sentence if they find out about it. We are encouraging stuff like this, not deterring from it.
We talked about here at USA Prepares. Where are the men? Where are the men? You know, when the transgender types are conditioning behind the backs of the parents, young children in the public school system, where the parents have entrusted and paid between $10,000 and $20,000+ a year to educate their children. And they entrust them to the gym teachers, the history teachers, the coaches, the counselors, the principals, the vice principals. All the people who are employed at the school are entrusted to protect and take care and educate and nurture the children, you know, for the school day. Get them to school and get them home from school and feed them without poisoning them. Well, they're not doing a good job. So where are all the men? Well, you know, actually, there was a guy that came out at the parade in Kansas City, Missouri. There's Kansas City, Kansas, and there's Kansas City, Missouri. In the parade in Kansas City, Missouri, when these three thugs came out with their rifles and started shooting into the crowd, injuring over 20, killing one. And one of the guys, one of the real men, tackled one of the shooters. Now, unfortunately, I guess he didn't have the time to grind this guy's face into the pavement. But he was held and he was arrested. And there's another guy that's held and arrested. And these people don't look like us. These people look like invaders. That's my opinion. So, you know, if we have the gallows out there already assembled, you know, just ready to go at a moment's notice, if we have those gallows, these young people, these potential thugs might look at them and say, remember what happened last Friday? Oh, my gosh, they hung that. He's still there. He's still hanging. He's still swinging in the breeze. And birds are picking on his eyeballs, and his scalp is just, you know, kind of hanging there. And, boy, you can see the skull, and you can see the connective tissue, and there's not much left of him. Boy, does he stink. I don't want that to happen to me. Maybe, just maybe, they might say, I think there's a lesson here. Maybe we shouldn't do these. Maybe we shouldn't have these rampages where we go into stores and loot en masse. Just maybe. I think it would work. I think it's a great deterrent. But, you know, it has to be done. I mean, if you try and convict someone and he's guilty of murder, premeditated murder, I mean, what would you call it, going to a parade with a semi-automatic rifle? What would that be, premeditated, or would that be just an afterthought? Shooting into a crowd. That's homicide. Okay? So, try, convict. Now, if he's a child, people might say, well, I can just see his mother and father if he has one. You know, he's such a good boy. He's such a, he loves life. Look at him with his cat. He didn't twist his head, the head off his cat. Look at him love his cat. He's such a good boy. I could just see the mother saying that. Well, so what is the answer? The answer is, I'll tell you what, we're going to give you a front row seat to the hanging. That's the answer. That's the answer. And I've said it. If one of our children decide to be a homo, out of the family. That's it. If one of our children gets tattooed, out of the will. That's as simple as that. Do I mean it? Absolutely. Absolutely. It's immutable. And I've told our children, go get a tattoo, you're out of the family. You decide you're a homo, don't come home. Do not come home. You're not welcome here. If you want to destroy the family's bloodline because you have a pleasure with some other homo, you're out. You're out. No second chance. You're out. Greg?
You know, I have to agree with you. What they're doing to the atmosphere is killing people, okay? It's mass genocide. I mean, you know, back in the Old West, when people were sovereign, they owned their own lands, they were basically kings on their land, you had to be careful what you said to people. You know, you couldn't threaten them because you might end up in a gunfight. How we've digressed to what we are today, you know, the society, a force, a system of theft through taxation. There's no hope for it. But, you know, I have to agree with you. The death penalty for treason, things that go on in the White House, needs to be enforced. You know, I think what we're going to see in the future is people grabbing the pitchforks. And it's not going to be pretty. It's
Greg,
not going to be pretty.
You mentioned pitchforks. Because you might not believe this. And don't believe anything I say. But about 11 years ago, maybe 12 years ago, there were a couple van loads of us who went to the state capitol in Missouri. And we visited the state capitol. And some of us were farmers. And we thought, you know what, while we're there, we might want to, you know, help out with farming, you know, in the capital. So we brought some of our tools with us, including but not limited to pitchforks. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. And you know what? Those guys paid attention. They thought, boy, those things are sharp. I'd hate to be on the business end of a pitchfork. No kidding.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, Glesher's with us. Class, I don't want you to think I'm advocating anything. I don't want you to think I'm advocating going anywhere with farmed implements and tools. But we weren't there to incite a riot. We weren't there to do anything other than to say hello and offer our assistance. And what happened was the whole lobby was filled with us. It was packed tightly, really packed tightly. And some of the representatives, alleged representatives, decided that maybe they ought to say hello to us. And they did. And one gal, who is an alleged representative, opened up her wallet and pulled out her concealed carry permit. And she said, for the most part, she was indicating she's one of us. She's sick of the corruption. How about that? So, did we make a point? I guess we did. But how long does that point stay made? I guess, I don't know. I guess it wears out. So I'm not advocating that you riot or protest. As a matter of fact, I'm advocating that you don't get involved in protests. I'm advocating that you do not.
Yeah, okay.
And license plate scanning and cell phone capturing. You know that that's all happening. Why would it?
Sounds like Vincent got cut off there, so I'll go ahead and carry on for him for a minute until he comes back on. But I agree. I agree 100%. You don't want to participate. The scriptures tell us that if we participate in this last battle, we've lost. We're on the wrong side. All sides are wrong. All sides are wrong. But it's going to happen. We can see the writing on the wall. We know what's going to happen. Actually, I truly believe that that's exactly what they want. They want chaos so they can bring in their new world order. And it's that, you know, everything by force. You will own nothing, you'll be happy. The World Economic Forum, the whole thing. So as these governments fall, I think we can all expect to see chaos. Chaos within our towns. They're doing everything they can do to establish that. With an open border policy, it's incredible. Do your own research. Get on the internet and on BitChute and look up border crossing. See how many of these groups that are coming across are people that we're upsetting right now. We're dropping bombs on them. It's just too incredible to, you know, deny. We're headed into a situation that, let me tell you, my personal opinion is that no one that we elect, or that is allowed to be elected, I should say, is going to solve this problem. And I've been stressing for a long time that we need to get prepared. We just stock up on our non-perishable food items because we're being set up for famine. We're being set up for a civil war that I agree has already started. People are preparing their sides. They're coming across with bad intentions. And to hear that a terrorist attack is imminent from our own government, you know, what can you do? I would say get out of Dodge. I would say definitely get out of Dodge because get together and know the people that you're around. Make sure that they are preparing as well. And practice what you preach. Don't get involved in these things, but definitely be prepared to protect yourself, your family, your home. And if it looks like that is in danger, then get out. Have a plan B. I just can't stress the importance of this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA News update. The DA herself taking the stand in a Georgia courtroom Thursday at a hearing to determine if she should be removed from an election case against former President Trump. USA's John Schaefer has the details.
Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis facing scrutiny regarding financial transactions and trips she shared with Trump prosecutor Nathan Wade.
The reason I consider that he did not is I gave him his money back.
Wade testified earlier during the Thursday hearing aimed at deciding whether Willis should be removed from Donald Trump's Georgia election case due to their romantic involvement. She previously dismissed all allegations against her as falsehoods.
Special Counsel Robert Hur is now set to testify before a Republican-led House panel next month. He's the one who wrote a recent report referring to President Biden as well-meaning but with bad memory. Hur's public testimony is set for March 12th before the GOP-led House Judiciary Committee. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Last day. God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Wow. You know, class, I was delivering a monologue and I got disconnected. We had a massive, sudden hailstorm. Massive lightnings, strikes, hailstorm, and looks like it's subsided. But out of nowhere. Well, for us it was out of nowhere, but for the government who plans these things, they, you know, right on time. And what I was saying, Greg, when you, I did not hear what you said, but because I was disconnected, I thought I was connected, but I wasn't. And what I was saying is that, you know, in East Palestine, Ohio, what is the cleanup and who's responsible? Well, Pete Butz's gig, now the transportation secretary, is responsible. Those guys are supposed to inspect and make sure that the rail lines are safe, the roadways safe, transportation is safe, and obviously he's with his homo husband and he's not paying attention, and so we have these catastrophes in the United States. And so who do you blame? I blame him, and I blame Norfolk Southern. So if I've gone along the railroad tracks in Niagara, Missouri, you know, down the road from us, the home of Senator Roy Blunt, the birthplace. It's terrible. I mean, it looks like the poster town for poverty in the United States. It looks like Appalachia times three. And I've watched the rail line, the rail cars go across these railroad tracks, and as the cars go over the rails, the rails sink. And then they come back up, and they go up and down and up, and the railroad spikes that hold the tracks to the ties are loose. You know, they're sticking up 4, 5, 6 inches.
Lack of maintenance.
Right, lack of maintenance. So that's you know, just what I can see right here in our little neck of the woods in Missouri, and they're still in the Wild West. But so here's what I was saying about East Palestine, Ohio. So the Norfolk Southern, who was responsible for this catastrophe, along with the United States Transportation Department, they say that Norfolk Southern said, the CEO said, we're going to make this right. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he said. That was about a year ago, and it doesn't look like it's still made right because people still are getting sick in their homes. Okay, so it's being reported across the world now, so it's gaining traction again, which it should. All right, so what does that mean when, you know, they've cleaned it up? So Norfolk Southern says it's, you know, it's clean, it's cleaned up, and it's safe. So here's the analogy that I was giving when I was disconnected. So let's say you have a sample of 10 units, and you say, well, this has a contamination level of 10 units per this size of the sample. And you remove 8 of those units of contamination, but you still have 2 left. Is that still safe? If you have, you know, 20% of the contaminants left, is that safe? So then I went into a graphic description of this, and I said, so here's a scenario, hypothetically. You're sitting at the lunch counter at the restaurant. You're sitting at the counter, and you're having a cup of coffee. And that guy's sitting next to you, and he's chewing tobacco. So you take your very first sip of this nice warm coffee, and 95% of the coffee is still left in the cup. And the guy who's sitting next to you grabs your cup and spits in it, because he's chewing tobacco and he needs a place to spit. So he spits in your coffee cup. Now your coffee cup's contaminated, right? Who's going to drink that? You don't know if he has syphilis, gonorrhea. You don't know AIDS. You have no idea what this guy's got. You don't even know the guy. He just sat next to you, some stranger. So the waitress comes over and smiles and says, let me help you with that. So she takes your cup of coffee, pours it out, and then refills it. Are you happy with that? Is that cleaning up the mess? Or would you have rather had a new cup of coffee with a fresh from the dishwasher sterilized coffee cup? What I'm trying to graphically show you is that it is not cleaned up in East Palestine, Ohio. That's for sure. But don't believe me.
Yeah. Absolutely, Greg? Not. Yeah, you know. Did you happen to see a little interview a video of a sheriff who went to this national sheriff's meeting and the warnings that he had received about terrorists in this country?
I've been to one of those meetings. I literally did a live remote broadcast from one of those, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. And I did a live remote with Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You know, like we were knee to knee facing each other doing a... Yeah, is that the kind of broadcast, or is that the kind of meeting you're talking about?
Yeah, evidently there was a CIA agent there saying they know, you know, there's so many known criminals right now and terrorists in here that it's basically imminent. We're going to see it. We're going to see some major terror attacks.
Okay, well, that very
and the sheriff, the sheriff's evidently the sheriff's tried to, you know, association tried to communicate with Washington about this, and they will they're refusing any contact.
Well, I absolutely believe you're correct. You know, I can't prove it, but I believe you're correct.
I watched the video. That's all I can say. I want people to do their own investigation because, you know.
Well, based on what you're saying and based on what I heard in person at one of these constitutional sheriffs and peace officers meetings was exactly that, that there are a lot of terrorists in the country. And this was maybe 12 years ago that I was at this event. And I wasn't the only broadcaster there. There were several of us in attendance. But I was there to report. USA prepares for what I saw and heard and what I did. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you the rest of the story. So there was another couple broadcasters there, and one of the guys was blind. And it looked like this. All the sheriffs wanted to do was come up with a document that says, here's our stance. This is the position we're taking in writing. And have all of these sheriffs from all over the country sign this. So here is our position. This is what we stand for. And we all agree. And they couldn't agree. The whole thing was going to fall apart. Literally was going to fall apart right in front of us. And they're going to all walk home, walk away and go home without agreeing. And I said to this other broadcaster who was blind, I said, this thing's falling apart. You can't see it. You can't see it. But I can see it, so let me be your eyes. And I said, I'm not the guy because these sheriffs don't know me. They know you better than they know me. So how about when I tell you, you walk up to the podium and you take the microphone and you keep these guys together so they can sign a document. And here's what you need to say. And I gave him the exact, very shorthand verbiage of what he needed to say at the microphone in front of all of these sheriffs. And I said, just wait until I tell you. And when I say go, you go. And go up to the microphone and you take over. And at the right time, I said, okay, go. And he went to the microphone and he led off with a prayer. Now, who's going to fight that? Who's going to fight, Heavenly Father, give us the strength to agree and to come together and serve the people. Who is going to disagree with that? Nobody, right? So I'm paraphrasing. That's kind of what he said. And then he said, here's what we need to do, which is what I told him to say. And he got all the sheriffs to come together and they signed a document. And this was their stance. True story. So, class, I guess the difference between USA Preparers and some of the other broadcasters and broadcasts is we mean what we say. We do what we say. We don't embellish. We've seen it from the front lines. And we report firsthand information. Now, if it's not firsthand, we'll tell you that, too. Like, I did not go to Palestine, Ohio. And I'm not going to. It's deadly. You got to be nuts to go there. Even Joe, the plagiarist, doesn't want to go there. Pete, what's his butt? The transportation secretary. He doesn't want to go there. Nobody wants to go there. Because Norfolk Southern destroyed the entire town with chemical waste and hazardous materials. Now, I think that there is a place and there needs to be a way to move materials across the country. Chlorine, fluorine, bromine, and nuclear waste, which shouldn't be there in the first place. It's got to be moved, but it's got to be moved really safely. So it doesn't cause in East Palestine. This is like the worst disaster of 2023. And what's Joe doing about it? He's going on vacation.
Yeah, like they are with the core exit on the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, where it's basically a dead zone now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear much about that anymore, do you?
Are you talking about the massive oil spill and the cleanup with core exit?
Yeah, yes, exactly. And by the way, I know that there was a solution, but they turned the guy down. This same exact solution, by the way, is being used by the Coast Guard on oil spills out in the ocean and things like that, that literally this bacteria and stuff eat up the oil and completely take care of the problem. That was rejected because this was an inside family deal with the core exit. This is from what I heard from a friend who's knows personally the guy who invented this material that now the Coast Guard is even using.
Craig, have you ever had a pet, like a cat, for example, a male cat? And sometimes a male cat will urinate in the house on the carpeting. And when that happens, I mean, you want to clean it up immediately, okay? It will stink to high heavens. And I bought a house years ago, and it was an investment property. And the single woman who sold it needed to stay there for another week after closing. I said, okay. Well, she had cats, and she didn't let them out, and they peed all over the wall-to-wall carpeting. And there was no way I was going to get indemnified against this loss. It was impossible. So I took out the wall-to-wall carpeting. It was nice carpeting, and it would be thousands of dollars to replace it. I took it out and I put it out on the deck, and I hosed it off in the sun, and then I sprayed something called Odoban, Odoban. It's a bacteria product that loves to eat protein, and it literally ate the urine. And another rinsing after that, and this wall-to-wall carpet it didn't smell anymore. I mean, this was so strong of ammonia, you couldn't go in the house. So I wore a respirator, gloves, all that, took the wall-to-wall out and put it back in, and everything was fine. So there are ways. There are bacteria that are beneficial. And Odoban, you can buy it in gallon jugs at Sam's Club and maybe even the Chinese factory outlet. Maybe $10 a gallon, maybe $13. And it works. It works. So there are chemicals and bacteria products that absolutely do beneficial things for us. Have you heard of that, Greg, Odoban?
I sure have. And you are right. It does work.
And it's not like perfume class. It's not like, somebody who stinks and puts perfume on and then goes to the party. It's not like that. It actually cleans.
You could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, you may wonder why I still keep that rejoinder, no whining. That's aimed at the mainstream media. That's what that is. And I identified that about 14 years ago, that there are personalities in the mainstream media. I'm not going to mention her name and give them any credit. But they whine. They whine. And that's what that's all about. And, Greg, this is right up your alley. So the EPA has determined that more than 70 million Americans are living in homes with water, tap water, municipal water, that is replete with hormone-warping forever-type chemicals. And so about 33% of the systems tested by the Environmental Protection Agency last year were found to be contaminated. This is across the country, across the United States of America. And these chemicals are known as PFAS, which stands for polyfluoroalkyl substances. These are forever chemicals that cause hormone disruption, liver damage, all kinds of health problems, including building up plaque in the circulatory system. So our country is covered with water supplies that people are drinking from that have these forever chemicals. Now, these are man-made chemicals. These just didn't come from the planet without being made. Corporations have made these. And this is another reason why we need to have those gallows in the public square. So people who make these chemicals, who release them in the environment, need to be tried and, if convicted, hung in the public square and left there for a week. You know, until it's easier to take them down when there's less flesh on their bones. You know, after the birds and wildlife pick apart their flesh. So Where are these? Well, it's really bad on the East Coast. You know, we're talking about Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, New York. And where do these chemicals come from? Well, one of them is non-stick cookware. So it's easy to clean those eggs off non-stick cookware as compared to a cast iron skillet or a stainless steel frying pan. So easy has led us to the point where, you know, we're so fat and lazy that we can't clean our pots and pans without having these forever chemicals that are going to kill us in the long run. Greg, we're talking about 70 million people are drinking contaminated water. That's right up your alley. And I have a suggestion, Greg. I'd like you to talk to a very dear friend of mine. Now, I'll even mention his name. He is a very dear friend of Bert Bertonis and mine. His name is Andy Gibbs. And I was chatting with him last night. And he is the extraordinary, probably the world's expert in patent research. He's probably number one. If he's not number one, he's number two. He's way up there. And he knows a lot about a lot. And he's a mechanical engineer. He's a brilliant designer.
It sounds like I need to have this guy on as a partner.
Well, you might. You might. You've heard of Yakima bicycle racks and Yakima car top carriers. It was original equipment on Chrysler products. You've seen this, Y-A-K-I-M-A. That was his company. He built that. He built our satellite receiver, mechanical enclosures. He designed satellite antennae. I mean, Andy Gibbs is brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And I'd like you to chat with him. I think he'll, as a favor to me, he'll make some time. He's extremely busy. But I think he'll make some time, and really you ought to chat. And I'll give him your number so he can call you. Please take the
Excellent.
Call, okay?
I will take it. You bet I will.
He's been on the air with us many times, talking. You know, he and Bert did some broadcasts about patents, and so, you know, you think you've got a great idea, can you take it to market? And he dissected the problem to make it, you know, really, really evident, you know, what the problems are with bringing a product to market. And, you know, market saturation, competition, you know, having a great idea is one thing. Getting it to sell, that's a whole different animal. And he's expert in that. And he, you know, because he's such a good mechanical designer and because he understands patents, he understands what the enormous challenges that you are facing with your distillation system are. He knows. He knows how it works.
And you know, this what I'm doing is bigger than myself and the three other people I'm working with right now. It's much, much bigger. And these three that I have working right now have been divinely led to me. And, you know, I'm not going to pass this opportunity up because I think you are right. I need to have him call me because we got to get this out to the people as soon as possible and do it in the correct manner.
I will ask him. As a matter of fact, he might be in class right now hearing this. And now, he is a really busy guy, but he is my very, very, very dear friend. You know, if you've got five friends at the end of your life, after you've lived a long and healthy life, if you've got five people you can count on as your very closest dear friends, you're doing well. Andy's one of those. So is Bert. Class, Bert and I will be right back. Greg, thank you. We'll see you next week.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card.
Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.